You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Welcome to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally.
Yeah.
Like, nah, what's going on?
We finally have three. It's been a while. So introduce yourself.
What's going
party.
On? Will. Back from, I'm back from last week.
Yeah,
glad to have you. You guys held it down last week.
And proud of you too.
Referring to you guys as one more individual over there.
Hello. How you doing today? This is Mr. Kinsel. Better known as your king, your honor, your heiner.
Your honor?
Yeah, start it over, please.
No, I'm not starting over.
Start over, please.
No, we're not starting over. This is like live. We ain't starting over.
You on live? We're on live TV?
Not live TV.
Okay, I'm about to say, I want to give a shout out to a couple of my friends. We're not live. Never mind.
We're supposed to be live. We got 86.
Right, well,
not on my
live.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pretty much.
It is what it is. But yeah, we're the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. This is going to be a special show. We're going to focus on fantasy football. So we'll give you some advice in terms of who you may want to draft, number one, if you have the number one pick overall, or who you may feel is the best wide receiver, quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. But before we get into all that, to give you a little bit of where we're at, we're on the Eyes Radio Network. You can check that out by visiting www.eyesradio.com. Such shows on there are Run TMC, which has Tom Block and MC Hater, airs live Mondays through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me. Also, check out Clutch Sports Radio, which airs on Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also BT Sports Radio, which airs Tuesday nights at 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Is that B-E-T?
No, BT.
Okay.
Yeah, they're aired 7 to 9 today. They're probably airing live right now.
Oh, yeah, they are right now.
Yeah. Supposed to be our time.
You know how that
goes. We get no respect out here, man. Anyway.
No love.
No love. No love in the streets. But check out our homeboys. They're not on the Eyes Radio Network, but check out Crawley and Watts Radio Podcast Show at www.crawleyandwatts.com. And we also have our show syndicated on the Real People Real Talk Radio website, which is www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Website is managed by our good friends from Applegee's, Vivian and Coach.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah. The lovely Vivian, I should have said.
Lovely Vivian.
The lovely Vivian.
Screwing up already, man.
I ain't screwing up. I mean.
Can someone please cut off the phone? We're taping.
I know. We're taping. We're not live. We're taping. Jesus. But, hey, Will, you're forgetting to stay your little. Normal.
Our tradition. Let's get into our tradition of pregame.
Well, pregame will be done a little differently. Like I said earlier, we're going to focus on fantasy football. But before we get into fantasy football, we're going to talk about the Redskins Bears preseason game, which happened on Saturday. Let's be real. It's not even about the performance of any other Redskin. It's all about RG3. So how did you think RG3 performed in that preseason game?
He looked average, pretty average. But that's to be expected. This is only his second live game in the NFL, and you know, the Bears, one, you know, the offensive line of the Redskins is terrible, so that's not going to help him at all. He looked average, he looked okay, something to build towards the regular season.
I thought he looked a little bit better than average, sir, to be honest.
Will's an Eagles fan, he doesn't.
Oh, okay,
he looked average.
I thought he looked better than average. I thought he did good with the lack of support from the offensive line. I thought he did a pretty decent job. I think he's progressing throughout. Even though stat wise it doesn't compare to the Bills game, but if you actually watch the game, I thought he did a pretty decent job.
Yeah, I'll say he looked. Only reason I say average is because there were two throws, like that throw to Pierre Garçon that was behind the slant. Yeah, and also the one early in the first quarter to Niles Paul.
No, where he
should
have caught that.
Niles Paul should have caught that.
That was easy.
But he should have let him. He should have put him on the front.
Now we're nitpicking. Niles Paul should have caught that. That's a bum, right? Anyway.
I mean, everybody's got their own opinion.
He's horrible. I mean, for me, I would like his footwork is a little bit rushed. I don't think he has the best footwork in the world right now. I know a lot of people say that they like his footwork. In the game, I didn't like it. I think he didn't try to target tight ends. That's my issue. I feel that, you know, being a rookie quarterback, the tight ends are supposed to be your safety valve.
And yeah, Chris Cooley hasn't gotten a pass all preseason.
Fred Davis hasn't either.
Yeah.
Chris Cooley plays fullback,
which is ridiculous.
He just plays fullback, and Also, I don't think it's RG3 footwork. I thought the play calling was horrible.
It's not RG3. His name is Bob.
RG3.
You outnumbered.
The play call was just horrible. I mean, he had too many bootlegs. I mean, teams were anticipating it. It was too many play actions. I mean, when he dropped back and threw, he looked good. There's only one pass that he threw was bad, was over the middle to Santana Moss. And he tried to lead him a little bit too much. And that was the only real bad pass that he threw. Other than that, he looked pretty good. Like I said, I mean, against Indy on Sunday, I mean, that's the test. That's going to be a true rehearsal. We get he's going to be there for three quarters.
Well, we'll get to that later. You saw how Kirk Cousins looked. You know, I'm not going to get into controversy because that's just ignorant radio.
I don't think it's a controversy. Only controversy they have is between Rex Grossman and Kirk Cousins. Exactly. Let's see who's the backup.
No, it's not. Cousins is clearly going to be the number two.
Well, let's see. That's my question. If Cousins takes the job, do you cut Grossman?
No, and I'm going to say no, just for this reason. Because Rex Grossman knows the offense, and if there's an injury to Robert Griffin, sometime like during the game, he could easily step in and play. Whereas Kirk Cousins, he won't have the reps during the week to be able to step in and play immediately. That's the only reason I say you don't cut Rex Grossman. I say maybe you put Grossman as the number two for the games. But if there's an injury, you know, sometime during practice or at the end of the week, then you start Kirk Cousins the following week.
I agree with that, unfortunately, but I just don't like Rex. I think it's horrible. I mean, honestly, I think
crazy because you used to be a Rex Grossman fan.
I know, but I mean, he's not getting better. He's clearly getting worse. Honestly, he shouldn't have a job in the NFL anymore.
That's harsh.
I understand that we do need a veteran quarterback, and I'm sure someone's going to get released sometime soon. Redskins should pick him up just for as a veteran, maybe to teach Cousins and to teach RG3. You know, what goes on in the NFL. But Cousins should be the number two. Honestly, if Cousins wasn't a rookie, I would say we can clearly cut Grossman. We don't even need a number three.
Yeah.
You know, but and we can use that extra number to maybe have a running back, extra running back or extra receiver. But I don't think Grossman's is even in the loop. But Cousins played outstanding. It was pretty impressive to see what he done. Did it that game. He led the team down, I think, three straight scores. His delivery was good. His receivers, you know, he put the ball to the receivers to make them, you know, be in position to get some yak yards. I mean, I thought he was impressive.
I thought he looked off safeties well. He led his wide receivers off. You know, he anticipated. I think here's the word you're trying to use. He anticipated. Right. He anticipated where the route was going to be. Like, he did everything right. Now, granted, it was against second and third stringers, but he performed at a high level. I like what I saw. You know, I'm not even a big Kirk Cousins fan. You know,
I think
he was, to me, he was in Michigan State, he was overrated. But
I think something that a lot of people are missing out on is he battled through adversity to bring the team back.
Yeah.
They were down by 21 points, three touchdowns. He actually had the Redskins were actually in the lead before that late field goal by the Bears to win the game. So
he was Kirk,
Captain Comeback Cousins. That's what I'm calling
Captain Comeback. Captain he was clutch, though. I give him credit. He was definitely clutch. I was very impressed. I mean, to me, he even, like, he stalled out the tight ends, you know, that were there. Even now, as Paul caught a pass, you know, and he caught a touchdown. And I couldn't even believe he did that.
I think what Cousins did probably will make Niles Paul play better next game. Because I think Niles Paul had a little bit of a head case issue. Like,
yeah.
He was worrying too much about the blocking, as some reporters said. I think he got the flow of the game. The strange thing is I see RG3 throwing the ball more to Paul rather than to Davis.
Yeah,
like,
I'm saying.
Because Davis didn't have not one pass targeted to him.
Same for Cooley.
And the both two. Yeah, same thing for Cooley. But at least Cooley touched the ball even in a run play. Like Davis hasn't had one target, not one touch at all. I mean, we got to wait and see.
Well, let me ask y'all one. I know this is kind of off topic, but do you guys hear the Skip Bayless comment today about RG3 and Kirk Cousins?
About, like, how white people like white quarterbacks?
Yeah, the DC and the DC area.
That's false.
Yeah, I think it's a...
Well, no, why it's false, because I've been to Redskins. I went to Redskins training camp, and I think white people like RG3 more than black people like RG3.
I just think people in this town, like, you know, they... they want a winner, and they think that RG3 is the guy who can lead them to victories. They don't care if he's black, white, Latino, whatever.
Prime example.
Said
look
today?
At the situation.
Yeah,
it happened a couple of days.
I think it was today or yesterday. I'm not sure.
But I'll say this. Like, look at when Andrew Luck was coming out. Look at how the majority of fans, period, both races wanted RG3 over Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, Skip Bayless just talks.
It's just shock factor.
Yeah,
it's like Rush Limbaugh.
Exactly. That's Al's boy.
That's your man,
Skip Bayless. Hey, go ahead.
I saw that look.
Skip Bayless? I want him to join on it.
I really hate Skip Bayless. I'll be honest. There's a couple people in the media, like if I seen that, I probably will smack him. He's one of them. I think he's
go down good. The list.
Larry Merchant. I actually seen him. He had a couple bodyguards when they were kind of bigger than me. When I was out in Vegas. I mean, it's some people like Skip Bayless. I think he's just disrespectful. And I think he knows he's disrespectful. And I don't know why athletes don't check him. I don't know why athletes' friends don't check him. I know the athlete might not want to get that his name across, but I'm sure a friend can, you know, get a misdemeanor charge easily.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what certain people in the clique for.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to take that charge.
Yeah, you got to take that
you
charge.
You got to remember who's why y'all eating.
You know what I'm saying? They got to be about that life. You know what I'm talking about?
About that life. All right.
Y'all about that life, right, baby.
Anyway.
Playboy.
We saw Jay Cutler like tore secondary up. What's our issue with our secondary?
Well, honestly, we were fooling around with things. They put D-Hall as in safety. God knows what reason. Honestly, I don't think we were really trying our best. We were trying new things, and the new thing didn't work. I think Hall has to stay down at a quarterback position rather than the safety position.
You like him a nickel?
Yeah, I like him nickel in the slot. That's fine. But I don't like him outside in the safety position at all right now.
I'll say this. Everyone isn't Charles Woodson. Every corner, yeah. These defensive coordinators want to use their corner, the guy who they think is an elite cornerback, and the way that the Packers use Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson can play the nickel. He can play outside. He can play safety. Both safety positions, it doesn't matter. D-Hall is not Charles Woodson. D-Hall is a guy whose game is predicated on reading routes, jumping routes, essentially, like sort of like Asante Samuel.
Yeah, I think D-Hall is predicated on quarterback's mistakes. I mean real mistakes. D-Hall, I like Crawford. You know, I'm a fan of Crawford. Ricky Crawford. He could take D-Hall's job to me. I hate Josh Wilson, too, because he's like fat and chubby for a DB. But I will say this. He's actually playing the best out of all the cornerbacks.
I'll say this. I think that the Redskins may be better off just getting rid of D-Hall, because if you think about it, they need to bring in youth within the secondary and let those guys play and let those guys get the reps, and they'll get better. That's
why
just my opinion.
Why does everyone hate D-Hall?
I don't hate D-Hall.
I do. I just like him.
I don't hate D-Hall.
I think he's overpaid. He's really overpaid.
Because he's not rated high.
He's overpaid. Like, to me, I'm annoyed we have this dude. We're overpaying him.
He's a decent guy.
He's a decent guy. Where'd you get a decent guy from?
He's a decent guy, decent football player.
Well, you know him personally?
He gives back to his
exactly.
In Virginia. I forgot where.
Exactly.
I must say Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach.
He does a lot of programs out there.
Does that make a decent guy?
No, I'm not saying he isn't a bad guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I think he's a good cornerback.
I'm not talking about his
personality. I think he's a decent cornerback.
He's a good cornerback.
I don't think he's that. I don't think he's good at all.
Obviously,
he gets burnt too much.
We agree to disagree.
He gets burnt.
I think he's a decent cornerback.
And I'm not shocked by us disagreeing.
Me either. Not at all. It happens a lot. Happens too much, actually.
Not too much.
Nah. Were you sure?
Not too much, because I don't really listen to you. So, therefore, it can't be too much.
I disdain you. I have a big disdain for it.
You can't win them all.
I know. Anyway, anything else in the Redskins-Bears game that came to mind?
Arakpo getting injured. That left shoulder injury.
Yeah, but he'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Yeah, fine.
Him and Mayweather will be fine week one. Banks. Brandon Banks.
What a great return. Kept the job.
That return was not great. If you watch it, it was great.
He's not good. That return's not great. But D-Hall is good. I don't get that.
Look at it. You said
it was a good return. It was a really good return.
No, it wasn't a great return. It was not a great return. It was good blocking. If you really watch it,
he made the play.
He didn't make that.
He made one cut. He made one cut.
Who did
the
he
thing.
Make miss?
I saw on Sports.
Who
Center.
Did he make miss?
I don't know preseason dudes.
Who did he make
what
miss?
What about preseason dudes?
Who
I don't
did
know
he make
preseason
miss?
Dudes.
He didn't. You, he didn't make no one miss. He make no one miss.
Who was on the floor? Who's on the field for the Bears?
I just hope that Alfred Robinson gets a spot.
He got a spot.
I hope he does.
Alfred Robinson got a spot.
You think so?
Oh yeah, he got a spot.
So yeah. All right, so if you're
going, they're going to be a returner. Don't listen to Shanny; he's going to be a returner.
Like I said, hope he
he's
going
to be a returner.
But so they're going to keep seven wide receivers.
Who's seven? Who name name?
I
them.
Said name. You said he's.
No, I would think. Okay, Pierre Garçon.
Armstrong's not making the team.
Pierre Garçon.
I don't know if he is. Yeah.
Josh Morgan.
Yeah.
Santana Moss.
That's three.
Brandon Banks.
Hankerson.
Hankerson.
Yeah.
Robertson.
That's six. That's all you need. That's it.
You don't think.
Who?
Anthony,
Briscoe. I like Briscoe. It's going to be a fight.
So seven wide receivers.
But Banks got a job.
See,
Banks got a job.
See, but you got to also realize when Cooley moving to fullback / tight end.
What?
And Nas Paul. I'm saying you got to – one number is going to be cut.
Folks are making it sound as if the Cooley might probably won't even make the team for real.
I mean, the way he's playing, I mean, he's not touching the ball.
I know. I think he's being phased out.
He's too much to sell.
It might be
three.
It.
I think
possibly. Someone to pick him up off the scrap.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hope so.
He lost so much weight. He looks in shape.
I'm scared. I think Dallas will.
Oh, because Witten been out. Witten's out.
Yeah,
that makes
out.
Sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right, let's move on. Big game Saturday. It's the game, honestly, for a preseason game. RG3 versus Andrew Luck.
The nation's watching.
Yeah,
everyone's watching. One versus two.
It's prime time.
Andrew Luck has been lighting it up the first 2 weeks.
So between he has been lighting it up.
He did it.
Yeah, he's been lighting him up. Between the two players, who do you feel is going to have a better showing on Saturday?
I'll go with Andrew Luck for this reason, that the Redskins' secondary sucks.
Yeah.
He's going to shred their secondary. And plus, Indianapolis, they've been surprisingly switching from a 4-3 to a 3-4. They've been getting a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Andrew Luck myself due to the fact that D Hall's on the field on the other side. I feel that Andrew Luck can fool D Hall a couple of times. I think D Hall's not smart enough. I think Josh Wilson will play a good.
You really
good
harsh
job.
On D'Angelo.
I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying. I think Andrew Luck and Merriweather being out is gonna hurt too. I think. Yeah, I think that Andrew Luck can have a better showing than RG3, but I do think RG3 is going to have a good day, though. I do think RG3 is going to tear up the Colts secondary.
This is the week that Luck has a bad game. He had an okay game against the Steelers. He's been declining.
It's the Steelers. It's the Steelers defense.
He's been
declining.
Hey, look. Did I cut you off when you talk?
Man, go ahead. Talk.
Exactly.
I gave you.
I'm just asking a valid question. It's a simple yes or no.
All I'm saying is.
It's a simple yes or no. Did I cut you off?
The contract.
Did I cut you off? No, did I cut you off when you're talking?
No, you did not.
Okay, let's be gentlemen here.
All right, be fair.
All right, let's be gentlemen here. Have some class, god darn it.
I signed you to this
deal.
Okay,
first of all, I'm going to say this. Luck will not have a good game because the Redskins bring exotic blitzes, number one. Two, RG3 will be the first time playing at home. So for you guys to say that Luck is going to have a better game, you guys are smoking that endo. All right? Let's be real. Luck is not going to have a better game than RG3. RG3 is going to shred their defense. The secondary is weak. Even though you're talking about the blitzes, I mean, coaches are getting – more pressure. They're playing the same tempo, the same exact way. On third down, Freeney and Mathis. Well, one is on the one puts their hand on the ground, one doesn't. They're blitzing. They're going in. It's not that difficult. All right, you're going to see RG3 explode. You're going to see finally, Fred Davis touch the ball. You're going to see Hankerson doing what he do. And you can see Garçon. Garçon's going to have a big bomb touchdown. I'm telling you that now. You know why? Because, look, I have an inside connect. They're going deep. Okay, what I mean they're going deep, they're going deep. All right, I'm saying they're going deep in the first quarter, probably the third series. I'm sorry, the second series. And you're going to be like, hey, I remember hearing about that. You heard it from me. You know why? Because I'm that guy. All right? You understand me now? Thank you.
You just dropped your mic like it's coming to America. No. Like, I'm going off of what I've seen throughout the last couple preseason games. Andrew Luck looks phenomenal. He looks like a veteran quarterback. I guess right now, who looks more advanced, though?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, looks Andrew Luck.
I mean, he looks more advanced because he has more playing time. Let's be real. I mean, Andrew Luck.
Go ahead, talk.
Andrew Luck had a good game against St. Louis. We're talking about St. Louis here, right? We're talking about St. Louis.
Yeah, he played well against
St. Louis,
too.
St. Right? Louis, okay.
Game
yeah.
two, he threw a pick six.
The one.
All right. And he threw another pick.
That wasn't his fault. Dude
dropped it. Hey.
That was RG3.
I'm looking at the stat board, baby.
You were so suspect.
Looking at the stat board, baby.
He's suspect.
No, he had a rushing touchdown, so now he's a fullback.
Look at this dude, yeah.
And no throwing touchdown. So, no throwing touchdown.
This dude was suspect.
And two interceptions. I I don't know how y'all say it's a good game. I don't know how you say it.
It's so suspect.
I don't know how you say it. It should have been three interceptions. It should have been three. One Steelers defender dropped the pass. I watched the game. I don't know if y'all watched the highlights. I watched the game. This guy had an okay game. He didn't have a good game.
I guess the Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
They weren't throwing it all. Troy Palmer didn't blitz that one time.
Oh my god.
He didn't blitz that one time.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. I watched the game, I analyzed the game. I'm telling you what I saw.
Hey, you don't even like did you like Andrew Luck in college?
No.
Okay.
No, but I thought he had a good game with St. Louis. I've been honest. I said he had a good game.
To say that was a good game. That was an extraordinary game.
I don't have to say
that.
I'm a grown man, boy.
That's an extraordinary game.
I'm a grown man.
That's an extraordinary good game. You had to say
I'm a grown man.
You'd be ignorant. You'd be
stupid. I wipe my own buttocks. You're going to tell me I got to say something.
You wipe your own buttocks?
I wipe my own buttocks. You got
okay, to get out of my face.
I said what I choose, baby.
All right. Anyway, man. Let's go. Anyway, damn. We're going down to the pregame. Clinton Portis retired.
CP, say it ain't so.
Congratulations on a good career.
I'm surprised you're not gonna say great. Y'all have been saying great.
Hey, they're great. I mean, I think he might be the best Redskin running back of all time.
Better than Williams? You crazy, baby?
I think so.
Crazy.
I mean, I think so. I was just as good as Riggins.
People aren't going to put him up there just because he never won a big game for the Redskins.
That's not his fault. The teams that were different. Like the Riggins team was that Redskins team was a perennial Super Bowl contender. The team that Clinton Portis was on wasn't even close.
Yeah.
And the line was a classic. Like, the Hogs were it. So, I mean, CP had to change his running style to come to D.C.
Yeah, stats don't lie. Yeah. Clinton Portis, I think, is the second all-time leading rusher in Washington Redskins history.
Who's the first?
John Riggins.
Exactly. That's what I said.
I'm just saying, like, he came and changed his style. Like, he went from running a zone style, a small running back running a zone style, to come over here and run the power running style.
Yeah, I mean,
he's so versatile.
Portis is a good running back, you know, but to say he's better than Riggins, who's in the Hall of Fame.
Clinton Portis should be in the Hall of Fame.
Next topic.
I think so. You see his stats? Do you see his rushing yards?
Are you serious?
You think Curtis Martin? You think Curtis Martin deserves to be a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, Curtis Martin's stats, a top four. Top four. Yeah, if you're going by stats.
Look at Clinton Portis' stats.
He's not there, man.
He was like the youngest to get to a certain level.
The youngest. See, running back is not just a short term. You got to.
I'm gonna look him up. Hey, look stats up.
Look. You should
say that for next week. Say that for next week.
You should have did that before that, baby.
All right. Anyway. The Miami Dolphins decided to make Ryan Tannehill the starter, and the Tennessee Titans decided to make Jake Locker the starter.
Is that shocking?
Tannehill.
Not really.
Not with Gerard going out. Nope. It's not.
Horrible.
Like, Matt Moore won with
and
the
plus, match. Also, Mike Sherman is the offensive coordinator. They run the same offense that they ran at Texas A&M. Yeah,
but also, Tannehill didn't – he actually looked decent in preseason.
You think so?
Yeah, he has.
He has looked decent. And the thing is, Miami's not going to win any games.
Yeah, nobody.
You just gotta go with it.
Matt Barkley.
They can pick them at the 10th pick. So nah. But Miami, I don't know. They might pull what St. Louis did. Pull some trades. You know, because Miami doesn't have a number one receiver.
Not at all.
Not at all. That receiving core is shot.
It's horrible.
All the time. Yeah. We all agree.
That's the worst receiving core in football.
I know. They needed Ocho. We all agree that Jake Locker should be the starting quarterback.
His play hasn't dictated that.
But I think he should be.
No. He should be because, once again, they're not going to win. So, I mean, they probably are maybe two seasons away. So you might as well, you know, start it up a little early. You know, the defense is pretty good. They got young receivers. So, you know, you blend it in, you know. They're going to be a running team.
I think it bodes well for Chris Johnson because if you think about it, when Vince Young, who was a running quarterback, was back there for Chris Johnson did good. Jake Locker's a running quarterback, so it can help Chris Johnson's performance this year, fantasy wise and you know regular
football. I like that fantasy shot. Last night, Michael Vick was injured again. Will this dude make it through the whole season?
No, he never does. He's never gonna make it.
He'll play 14 games.
And what's the impact that's gonna have on the Eagles?
I think 14 is a stretch.
What kind of impact is that gonna have on the Eagles? Not having
he should
Michael
never
Vick.
Play preseason.
It will start a quarterback controversy because Nick Foles will come in and be the quarterback, and Nick Foles is a big quarterback, 6'5", over 230, okay. And people in Philadelphia start saying that
over Vick.
People, yeah.
It's Philly.
It's Philadelphia.
I can agree with that because it's Philadelphia. but it's not really going to be a controversy.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is he's not going to be – he might win one game, but he's not going to win two back-to-back. Because Nick Flo, when I watched him in college, he throws bad passes. Like he,
which school did he go to?
He went to Arizona.
That's the one in Arizona. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought it was. Okay. Arizona.
He can make every throw, but his IQ as a quarterback is not there yet. So he needs time to develop. I mean, but luckily he has receivers – that are just fast. But see, the problem is with the Eagles, the problem is with Vic, is that all the routes take long. There's only one receiver. It's a receiver and a tight end. Avant that does shorter routes, and also
Brett Celek.
And that's about it. And the screen pass to McCoy. But everything else, it's too long. The routes take too long to develop, and they don't have a Pro Bowler tackle.
Yeah, we lost Jason Peters. Well, the Eagles lost Jason Peters at left tackle. So, I mean, I'm saying 14 games.
Yeah. I'm saying that, you know, they need to run the ball more. He shouldn't be dropping down the pass a little bit too much. He's dropping around too much. Anytime he gets hit, you got to be worried because he's not a big boy.
Anyway, down, let's go to college football. College football news, USC is number one in preseason AP polls.
Oh, we're starting now? Okay, let's talk about it, baby.
So now, let's talk about that after break.
After break?
Yeah.
All right. Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
Eyes Radio.
You dig?
Where's my tea?
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep the hits coming.
You can still listen to the show by visiting www.wallyo.podbean.com. We're on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Team. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Like before the break, you mentioned USC and, you know, how they are number one in the AP polls. We have a big USC fan, and Al.
Hello, sir.
Part of the contract that, you know, we had to put into the contract.
You don't have to speak about that.
I had to talk about USC, or he had to talk about USC on the show. So,
Al, first of all, let's
talk about USC.
With the AP poll, which is better than the U.S. coach poll, it shows that gives USC credit. They should be the number one team in the nation with the returning of Matt Barkley, Robert Woods, Marquise Lee. Also picking up Snidely Red from Penn State. Also, you got Alabama as the number two team in the nation. You got followed by LSU. LSU losing a Matthew is really going to really hurt them.
Is it really, though?
It's going to hurt them in the fans' eyes and in the media's eye because they lost a premier secondary.
Heisman Finals.
Yeah, Heisman Finals. So, I mean, that's the case. But USC, and the reason why they rated them number one is because of Matt Barkley and Robert Wood, and also our defense with leading with T.J. McDonald, a senior. I just think it's going to be a great year for USC. Didn't have a good scrimmage last Sunday. It was a tough scrimmage from the offense. The defense stepped up strong, and that's what I really like to see is the defense stepping up strong because we hear all of the accolades going to the offense. But the defense, who I was kind of worried about, but I mean, they play real strong. We got a freshman, Scott Starr, who's out of Jersey, following Matt Cushing. Are you okay, Watt? following Matt Cushing from Jersey. He had two picks in the scrimmage. He played extremely strong. And also, we got replacing the number four pick, Matt Khalil. We have Audrey Walker, who lost 75 pounds. He was a big boy coming in. He slendered down.
You know a lot about USC. You know too much about USC.
I'm being honest. He slendered down.
Can I ask you more questions about other college football?
No, not right now.
Well, let me ask you one question about USC.
Okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Now, you guys have Oregon twice this year, right?
No, we have Oregon one time this year. But people are projected we're going to play twice in the Pac-12 championship.
Okay.
So people are saying that the winner of the, I believe it's November 4th game, which is where Oregon comes to USC, will get home field advantage. Because in the Pac-12, we don't have a neutral site. It's whoever has the best record. And if both have the same record, it goes by the tiebreaker. And so we play each other, and we're projected to play them twice.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that game because Oregon has a lot of speed.
Yeah, they have a lot of speed. But see, that's what's great about USC is, thank you for bringing that up with the speed. We're changing the scope of the linebackers in college football with smaller guys who are quick enough to defend the option read. And what we have is we have Deion Bailey on the weak side, and we have Hyce Pullard on the strong side, and we have Lamar Dawson in the middle. But now Lamar's been injured the past couple weeks, so Pullard is moved to the middle linebacker, and that's why Scott is able to play more. I mean, this is great. I mean, this is great football. I mean, also, I got to give credit to Ruffin as well, who's another true freshman. He was a All-American as well. I mean, this is just outstanding football. I mean, I wish locally we had a school like that, like Maryland could do something with USC does, but they don't. I mean, so this is pretty impressive. The only problem is if Mac Barley goes hurt, we have Lane Kiffin has not defined who the number two quarterback is as of yet.
I just had a quick question. You mentioned USC defense. Last year they wasn't that impressive to me. Their defense. I think that's what pretty much held them back last year. You know, they couldn't go to a bowl. I'm saying just last season. And you're saying that this defense is supposed to be better. What really makes them better? Like, what has they brought to the table to make them a better defense?
What makes them better is that USC plays a cover two defense, and the cover two defense is not something you can just pick up in 1 year. It's called experience in a year. Nick Robles, he was there when we first started, and now he's a junior now. And he's been in that system for 3 years. T.J. McDonald's been there for 3 years. Our other safeties, Sterling, he's been there for 3 years. So when you look at it, I mean, it's called experience. And you really need the experience of the 3-4, I mean, of the cover two, because a linebackers have a lot of responsibility and knowing
the run of Tampa 2, right?
Tampa 2. Yeah, by Monty Kiffin.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it just looks pretty strong. And our defense did pick up towards the end of the season.
Okay, well.
But I would like to say, first of all, I would like to say hello to Lane Kiffin. Hello to Matt Barkley.
You going to tweet him?
Hello to Robert Woods.
God.
Hello to Marquise Lee. This is the USC from the East Coast reporting live.
You know we're going to have a commercial break after this, right?
Yeah, of course. This is USC East reporting live from Atlanta, Maryland. You know, we broadcast every Tuesdays. If you guys would like to have an interview, please feel free to contact.
At Urban Sports Saint on Twitter. And, you know, and you're the Nigerian king, so you might just...
No, you didn't contact me because I am a guest. I am a guest, and like I said...
At Urban Sports Day, or you can just email us at urbansports@iasradio.com. You know what I mean? But anyway, we talked a lot of football. A lot of football.
Even a lot of USC.
That too, a lot of USC. When we come back from commercial break, we'll find you to dive into what the show is supposed to be about, fantasy football. Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
On Eyes Radio.
You dig? Deuces.
I thought it was kind
of rude. You said it was supposed to.
You can hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Just takes a few seconds. Then, during registration, hit the Where Did You Hear About Us link and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. That's right, I said it, $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code Eyes Radio when you're registered. That's EYES. RADIO.
Accident murderer, act like you killed on purpose. Liars brag you put work in.
Hi, I'm Sonny Jurgensen, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
All right, welcome back from commercial break, Urban Sports Scene. Now we're going to get into the gist of our show, which is fantasy football, like Wally alluded to earlier. It's fantasy football special. What'd you say, Al?
No comment.
Oh, okay. All right. first of all, Wally, let's start off by our draft. When is our draft for our league?
Our draft is on September 2nd. We're going to do that. We're going to talk about our little lottery. We'll do a lottery. We're going to do that at the end of the show.
Oh, we're going to. I thought you wanted to leave.
No, let's do it at the end of the show.
All right, we'll do that.
Focusing for the people, the other people.
All right, for the people.
Yeah.
All right, what we wanted to do is there's a lot of, well, fantasy football is probably the second favorite, people's second favorite interactive thing to do to gamble on outside of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
A lot of people get into pools. A lot of people join leagues. Some people play for money. Unfortunately, our league isn't.
That's a shame.
Yeah, which really is. But we just wanted to give people, you know, ideas, some information, some things that to help them with their draft. All right, first we want to talk about quarterbacks. Specifically, what do you look for in the quarterback when you're drafting in round? What area, what round do you pick a quarterback in?
Well, it depends how spectacular the quarterback is. If it's a quarterback like, for instance, how Peyton Manning was in his heyday, he was a quarterback that was garnered the number one pick overall. Just like Aaron Rodgers, because of last season, he's garnered the number one pick overall. So if you're a spectacular quarterback like those, like a Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and I'm just talking past quarterbacks, you're warranted to be a number one pick, a quarterback drafted in the first round.
Well, what I look for in the quarterback position is passing touchdowns and rushing touchdowns. To see if they're going to play 16 games. With Vic,
that's key.
He's high on most lists, but then it's like, okay, he's injured. So I lose him for a bye week, and also I lose him for 3 games. I can't jeopardize that, so I don't really pick Vic. I look at a person like Aaron Rodgers, who gets rushing touchdowns as well, or I look at like Cam Newton as well. I look at Brady because he throws
so many
touchdowns. You know, but he's not going to get you the rushing yards, but you know that he's going to at least get you maybe 2 touchdowns a game. So that's what you really have to look at. You have to look at touchdowns and also yards, because yards mean a lot for the quarterback in fantasy football.
Yeah, Ron Jr. on Facebook says, speaking of a quarterback, he mentioned one. It was Cam Newton.
Cam, would you take Cam in the first round?
Yeah, Cam Newton, number one, period.
Period?
Period.
Overall? No, I wouldn't I wouldn't take that type of jump.
Thomas Curl has Aaron Rodgers, number one pick, period.
Yeah, I would.
Cam Newton goes with what I was talking about, a quarterback who can throw for a lot of touchdowns and run for a lot of touchdowns.
He's going to be pretty high. Cam's going to be really high.
Yeah.
See, the only thing with Cam is that he doesn't have a lot of throwing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that rushing touchdowns is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In many leagues,
thing that they now have 3 top running backs. They have
Mike Tolbert.
They added Mike Tolbert, and that's the thing that's kind of confusing.
So you might think they might run the ball more.
They're going to run the ball more. That's guaranteed. But are they trying to limit Cam from running, from doing the direct snap? I'm running it in regardless, because Mike Tolbert's a big back who can put it in.
Yeah, I think Mike Tolbert is going to cut down on some of his like carries around a goal line.
Yeah,
things like that.
But that's what he got to
say. And I'm pretty sure the Carolina Panthers coaching staff doesn't want him
to take all these
taking all these hits. That's going to put a lot of wear and tear on his body.
To be honest with you, everybody's thinking of a sophomore slump. What's the best way to negate a sophomore slump? By really leaning on a running game, which you have 3 very good running backs.
Yeah, but they need another receiver.
Well, we're just speaking of fantasy football value. Like, that can hurt Cam Newton in terms of getting that rushing
touchdown. Yeah, and I think it will. I mean, he's still going to get drafted high because
what did he do last year?
He had the most rushing touchdowns by any quarterback in league history.
Yeah. All right, just off the top of your head, how many quarterbacks in a 12-team league would go in the first round? You first.
All right. I'm going to go with 3.
Name them.
It would be Brady, Rodgers, and yeah, probably Cam.
In the first round?
Yeah, within the first round. A 12-team league.
If you, how many quarterbacks do you think would go in the first round?
For this year,
and maybe Matthew Stafford, maybe.
I mean, that's a good choice. Aaron Rodgers definitely will be going in the first round. Tom Brady Jr. goes in the first round. And some idiot always picks Breeze.
Yeah, Breeze. Yeah, some idiot always picks Breeze.
So I would go with 3. I think Cam will slip to the second round.
You think so? It's a possibility. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Dummies do pick him.
Yeah, I would agree. I definitely would agree with you, Al. But a guy who me, if I were picking towards the end of the first round, a 12-team league, I would definitely look at Matt Stafford. He threw for 5,000 yards last year. Calvin Johnson's his number one receiver. They don't have any run. They don't have any a legitimate running game right now, because Javid Best gets so many concussions. Mikael LeShore is coming off his ACL injury. So a guy like Matthew Stafford, I think that's a guy that can get you a lot of value towards the end of the first round, the beginning of the first, second.
Here's my thing with Matthew Stafford. He does get hurt a lot.
Yeah, that's the only problem.
So when people, yeah, he had a great game, great season last year. You know, he stayed healthy. But record stands that he gets hurt a lot, and it's
constant. Trust him?
Can you trust him? Exactly.
Another thing I look for, interceptions. I want a guy who doesn't turn the ball over a lot.
He turns the ball over.
Yeah, he does.
He's a gunslinger.
Yeah,
he's a
gunslinger. That's why I can't put Phillip Rivers in that list anymore. He screwed me last year.
Phillip Rivers ruined me in one of my leagues.
Yeah, he ruined me. Like, he was consistent, like, good fantasy quarterback.
Yeah.
And I was so happy that I got him.
Me too.
And then when he disappointed me, I was like, you know what? I never liked him in the first place.
What round would you draft Phillip Rivers in
now?
This year?
Now?
Yeah.
Second, I think he's going to slip.
Second, late second, third.
I wasn't. I'm not even.
I say like fifth.
Fourth.
I think he's going to go like fourth.
I wouldn't even bother. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think he's
going
to slip. I think I can get value. See, you know what I realize now with quarterbacks? You can pick some good quarterbacks in the late round.
You can. I'm not arguing that.
Because you need running backs. You need running backs and receivers. Like, you honestly need running backs and receivers. And if you can do the matchup with, if you get a receiver that's highly talented, then I go for that quarterback.
All right, well, let me ask you this, because
match real quick. All right. Out of all the quarterbacks we did talk about, which quarterback would you take number one, though, overall?
In the draft.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, the only one?
For me, I would take Aaron Rodgers. And I take him over Brady. Because I think Brady's is the number two quarterback to take him fantasy wise.
Yeah,
but I would never pick him.
Would you never pick him?
I don't like him.
Just for that reason?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if it was a money league, then everything's.
Yeah.
I mean, my hatred goes
out the window because money counts.
For fun, yeah, I won't pick him. But Aaron Rodgers give you rushing touchdowns. That's the difference. He gets you rushing touchdowns. He might not get you anything like Cam.
Yeah.
But he'll give you maybe five or six, and he throws, and they don't have a running back.
Yeah, and he doesn't throw that many picks either.
They have no running back. So on the goal line, they do the back shoulder throw.
Yeah.
So that's why I would go Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let me
go,
Wally.
What I go with?
Yeah.
Number one, I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I know
you know that. You know that already. So I guess if I had to consider it, I'd probably go Brady.
Brady?
If I had to, I'd pick Brady. I'm lying. I'd pick Aaron Rodgers if I really wanted to win. All quarterbacks, I'd pick Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, who would you pick?
Aaron Rodgers, of course.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You made a point about running backs, which we're going to go into next, being like the nucleus of your team. What about people like me who think that the NFL is a passing league, so you might want to get that quarterback early?
You know what? You're right. But with running back, I think there are very few running backs that can get you the points that you really need. So that's why – see, with quarterbacks, there's 32 teams in the league. This is about 25 decent quarterbacks that you can, for fantasy wise, you'd be like, okay, I can survive. You know, because some teams might have a quarterback may be real good. He might throw for 300 yards, but he might have but in the goal line, they just run the ball. And so he might get you 300, he might give you 250, 275 yards, but the running back got two touchdowns. You know, I look at a running back like, I think McFadden is going to have a good year.
If he stays healthy. That's important, man.
Ray Rice. He's a fantasy guru. You know, like stuff like that. Like those. Go ahead.
Adrian Foster.
And honestly, I hate on Adrian Foster last year. Not going to do that anymore. Adrian Foster, another good runner. Like those running backs can take you to another level.
All right. But yeah, like we were just talking about running backs. And that was the second part of this discussion I wanted to get into. Running backs. What do you guys look for in a running back? I'll start off. Me personally, because there aren't that many elite backs, I look for a guy that can stay on the field for all three downs. A guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield, probably touch the ball a total of 20 times per game. That's the type of running back I look for. Like, so a guy like Darren McFadden, LeSean McCoy, Ray Rice, and I'm another guy who I think is going to have a bigger impact this year, but I wouldn't draft him early, probably like the fifth, sixth round, Reggie Bush.
Yeah, everybody will say that. Reggie Bush. I made a mistake getting him last year.
I'm a Reggie Bush fan. And by watching Hard Knocks and watching the preseason, they feature Reggie Bush, you know, first and second down, third down, but in goal line he doesn't get the ball, and that's the thing that hinders it.
Fancy, yeah.
Daniel Thomas comes in, they have a different package. And Reggie might get the ball at the 10-yard line. But when it gets down to 5 and under, he doesn't get the ball. He can still put it in the end zone. But he doesn't get the chance to. So he's going to slip just based on that. What I like to look at in a running back, I like to look at durability. But I also like to look at, is he your goal line running back?
Yeah, that touchdown.
I don't want to see that person work his ass off, and, you know, and then all of a sudden towards the end he gets yanked out. I like Adrian Foster because he actually catches screens. I like Ray Rice because he does it all.
Yeah,
I mean, they throw the ball to him a lot. And, you know, I mean, that's all. Like McFadden, I don't like him to that sense of because he doesn't get a lot of passes thrown to him and he's not durable. But I don't think they didn't replace Michael Bush, so he might move back up in the draft because he might be the goal line running back.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Justin Watson, Sashay McCoy, he agrees you, Will. That's an interesting person. He would say he actually would pick number one overall.
I can see that. But Philly did say that they're trying to limit his touches.
Well, he's one of the best running backs in the game. Why not?
We're
talking about a running back who can do it all. Why not? I mean, Ray Rice is a fantasy beast, but we're talking about a running back who can do it all, who can break the long run. He gets enough touchdowns, can catch out the backfield. He's the prototypical fantasy guru or fantasy running back you would probably want.
Well, let me ask you guys about this one guy that everybody usually picks early, but because of the injury he's coming off of, no one's mentioned yet in this conversation. Yeah, Adrian Peterson. Where would you pick him? 12 team.
I'm still picking first round.
Me too. First round.
You know what? But the only problem is that his carry is going to get reduced by
Toby Gerhart,
unfortunately. Toby's a good running back, though.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's a good running back, but.
All Tobys can run.
Run, Toby.
He's a really good running back, but the only problem is, like, I'll pick AP, but I know he's not going to give me the same. And the thing is, like, AP, even though you pick AP, he doesn't give you that I'm going to win.
You think so?
Like, he doesn't. No, he gives you good games. Sometimes he doesn't. Like, he doesn't give you that many touchdowns that you think he would give you.
Yeah, like he'll give you that spectacular game, and then he'll come with an average game.
He'll get you 100 yards, but it might be zero touchdowns. And that 100 yards is 10 points.
So you're trying to
say that touchdown is 16, and he doesn't give you nothing in the receiving wise.
So you're trying to say even in his heyday, in his prime, he's probably the best fantasy running back option.
He's not the best. No, he's not the best fantasy option. I like him based on just because who he is. But fantasy-wise, you got really fantasy-wise, touchdowns and yards. He doesn't get, like, Forte's a better fantasy person than him.
I had Forte last year. He got hurt.
He got hurt. If you look at this fantasy-wise, AJ Prince is not the best fantasy. Right. But once again, he's my favorite running back.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't say Forte is better than Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I hear you. Quick question. CJ.
CJ Spiller?
No, CJ.
Chris Johnson.
He looked good in preseason. He looked game
last week.
Yeah, he looked.
The week before, he didn't look that good.
But he looks like.
That's what he did last
year. He has a whole training camp. Is he a first round running back?
No, second round.
He's not going to be a first round running back.
That's a second round. That's a possible
steal. I'm hoping he's a second round running back. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to try to get him. I hope that he's a second round.
All right. Let me one name, just a guy who no one's really mentioning that you think is a guy that's going to excel this year that no one's really mentioning that you would think running back.
What's the running back? You go first.
Jamal Charles.
Good pick.
Jamal Charles KC.
Who you got?
You go ahead. I haven't thought of one yet.
I think this guy's going to have a. I'm going to go with Jonathan Stewart, Carolina. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he can have a good honestly.
Because he's their receiving option out of the backfield.
Is he?
Yeah, he catches the ball more than D'Angelo Williams.
D'Angelo Williams.
You ain't seen him get hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt.
He gets hurt, but I think he's a guy that around the eighth round, you can get tremendous value from him.
If he stays healthy, it's easy. Beanie Wells. I'm a fan of Beanie Wells. Beanie Wells for Arizona.
Is he going to beat out Ryan Williams?
Oh, I think so.
Ron Will look real good.
I think if he gets the opportunity, there's no way.
And this is why I don't like those type of running backs. Yeah. I don't like Beanie Wells because he has competition.
Yeah.
I don't like Jonathan Stewart because he's not the starting running back. Like those type, it makes me like,
why get him?
Some games he might give you 24 points. Some games he might give you 3. It's a game like you said, and you just and it's a game that you don't even need the 24 points because your other your quarterback and receiver duo dominated.
Yeah, but I'm like I would like Jonathan Stewart. That's a guy you could like stash on the bench and not definitely like you. He's a guy that give you production. You don't have to worry about him being a starter.
He's a value pick.
Yeah, value pick.
Okay, but you said who's going? Okay. I thought you were talking about who would you draft? Like you think is going to be a sleeper that you're going to be starting?
Yeah, like a.
Are you starting Jonathan Stewart? Like when I'm saying starting, you starting him? I was like, I know you can't start him on this bye week, but are you going to start him?
Yeah. Over some over somebody.
Yeah.
That's I can't start him if he's not because he's not starting over D'Angelo.
Yeah, I can't start him. Yeah. You know, I see some fantasies that they do start Jonathan Stewart. Like Jonathan Stewart might give you 35 yards rushing, 20 yards passing. That's 55 points.
Yeah.
And no touchdowns, only 55 points. But you get a touchdown, 11 points. You'd be like, well, that's pretty good.
Real quick on Twitter, another running back. Let's mention his name first. @end_of_story_SB. Another running back he has, the first he'll pick overall is Arian Foster.
He's great. He's a great fantasy person.
Yeah, he's a great fantasy back. My only thing is Ben Tate's behind him. You know, Ben Tate's going to take some carries. He's going to take some carries.
He's going to take some carries.
Not
enough threatening.
Not what he's like.
Not enough threatening.
He's been consistent.
Yeah, I know. That's real. He has.
I didn't think he was that good, but he's been really consistent.
Yeah, all right. We'll move on from reason why with so much silence. We've been watching the replay of the Washington Redskins versus Chicago Bears game.
And watching Niles Paul finally catch a pass.
Yeah, CSN, Comcast, Sportsnet. But anyway, let's move on to wide receivers. This is a position where you could really, because
easy
most some leagues play with three wide receivers, some leagues go with two wide receivers and a flex. I think we'll all agree hands down who's the number one wide receiver.
It's easy. Megatron.
By far, Calvin Johnson.
You know what? Honestly, he can't be checked.
They're
going to make a rule against him.
Yeah, he can't be checked. I don't know yet. He can't
even
be
on double teaming. It's kind of
it's just ridiculous.
And Stafford, he just be throwing it.
He's
like,
throwing
it. He don't even be looking sometimes.
I'm saying the same thing.
He throws it. Sometimes he just throws like, I'm going to throw it as strong as possible.
Yeah.
And he'll go get it.
Well, let me ask y'all this.
He has the greatest hands, though, for it. Like, his hands are awesome. Like, he don't drop nothing.
I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah, he really is, man.
Freaking nature. But
he don't talk.
What do you guys look for in wide receivers? I know.
Touchdowns.
I look at yards and touchdowns.
Man.
I like targets. I go for targets.
When you told me that, I thought that was pretty impressive. I mean, I think that's a good thing to look at. Yeah. I mean, I've never looked at that, so that's something I will look at. But I look at, are you the number one receiver?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah.
Who's the number two receiver? I don't want no number two receiver having close amount of catches as you have. I'm looking for a definite number one. Yeah. Not like, oh, I think he is the number one. I need the quarterback to know, like, if I'm in a tough bind, I'm throwing it up to him no matter what. And, you know, it's very few receivers. You got Fitz. You got Larry Johnson. You got Stevie Johnson.
You mean Calvin Johnson, not Larry
Calvin. Yeah. Calvin. You got Stevie. You got Stevie as well from the Bills. People sleep on him.
But he's like the number because he's the only option.
Yeah, you know, like with the Skins.
What about Santonio Holmes? He's the only option in the Jets. Santonio Holmes?
No, you got to have a quarterback for that.
Oh, USC.
Yeah, I'm a Mark Sanchez fan, but damn. See, numbers don't lie.
Let me ask you about a guy. Over the past 3 years, he's put up consistent numbers as a number one, but he had a holdout this offseason, that being
Mike,
Dwayne Bowe.
Oh, Dwayne, Mike Williams.
You know
Mike
what?
Wallace.
I always draft him, and I'm probably will again. He sleeps. He slips a lot.
Yeah.
And that's
he always puts up good numbers.
He's a value pick.
But let me ask you this. Because of the holdout.
Castle actually gives him the ball.
Yeah, holdout and also because of Jonathan Baldwin, a lot of people saying he's starting to emerge and could possibly push him as the number one.
Is Jonathan having a good camp?
He's having a decent camp. That's what everyone's saying.
I haven't heard anything.
Jonathan
Baldwin has
potential.
Has freakish athletic ability. But I haven't seen it nowhere in the game. So, that's what I'm saying. I haven't been following KC, though. If someone says he's been having a great camp, then I'll be kind of worried. But they don't have a tight end.
Well, what I look for in a wide receiver is, like I said, touchdowns, but also the quarterback. It's funny. I have to look at the quarterback. The quarterback has to – if it's an elite quarterback, I am definitely going to target the wide receiver. Like, in essence, now, Denarius Thomas and Decker look very attractive to me because Peyton Manning's their quarterback. You know what I mean? They might slip.
Which one over who? If you had to pick one,
I'm looking for a game changer. I'm gonna go with Denarius Thomas.
But if you're looking for
consistency, if I believe in consistency and route running, if a guy's gonna probably be targeted more because I think he can get open, I'm gonna use your way of thinking. I'll probably go with Decker because Decker, I think, and Peyton Manning, for what I hear in camp, has had a good rapport with Decker in camp. So I would go with Decker. But if I'm looking for, I'm leaning towards the explosiveness of Thomas. I think he can get more jump balls, things he can do. He can do a lot more in the red zone area with Peyton Manning than Decker. So that's my thing. So I would probably lean towards Denarius Thomas.
Jocking off of your Manning theme, I'm going to go with the two wide receivers in New York. Hakeem Nicks, that guy, he gets a lot of targets. Which
Healthy for regular season?
Yeah, he should be healthy. Okay. That's the only thing with Hakeem Nicks. Sometimes he isn't as healthy. But he gets a lot of targets. He catches the ball. Anything he gets his hands on, he has good hands.
That's true.
And Victor Cruz is a guy who, you know, plays in the slot. He's probably going to have to play outside a little bit more because Manningham isn't there. But those two guys are definitely two guys that you will want to target within the first five rounds.
Wait, what rookies you think out there, rookie wide receivers out there, they can have an impact this season, like an A.J. Green?
Blackman. And Blaine Gabbert has been looking good.
Yes, he has.
He had one game to play with Blackman. He threw a nice, tight touchdown. In a tight, small, tight window, he threw it to Blackman. Blackman is the type of receiver that you can throw a slant, he can take it to the house because he can break tackles. He doesn't have elite speed, but he has breakaway speed. He's a good receiver. That's the only one. I would like to say
Michael Floyd,
but he plays with Fitz.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
So I can't say him. He's not gonna be the number one.
That's interesting. I like Michael Floyd, but yeah, I agree with you. It's gonna be hard. It can go either way. It could be like he's gonna get single coverage, so he can get that opportunity.
They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
a quarterback like that needs Fitz.
All right.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. Give me a guy who you think is going to be overvalued, a guy who you think is going to be undervalued, and a guy who's going to have a rebound year this year at the wide receiver position.
Overvalued wide receiver.
Wide receiver or tight end position.
I can give you an undervalued wide receiver. I think people ain't really talking about him, but, you know, and I'm biased, obviously. But I think Mario Manningham is going to be an undervalued individual. I think, Mario Manningham runs good routes. He can get open. And I think Alex Smith will get better. I think, be able to work with a coach like Jim Harbaugh, being the second season, he has confidence now, he'll get better. I think Mario Manningham will be a sleeper. I think he's an undervalued player.
Who do you think is the guy that's going to be overvalued?
An overvalued wide receiver. You might go back to me on this. Come back to me on that. I might have to think about that one.
All right. Who you got?
Undervalued receiver, I'm going to say Garcon.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm going to say Garcon. By watching the preseason, I'm local. Yeah. RG3 targets him a lot. He targets him a lot. I think he can average about 7 catches a game. And he's really good with yak yards. He can break away. Overvalued receiver, I would say Santana Holmes, if he's rated as the number one receiver.
That's a good one, actually.
I think he's overrated. Honestly, I wouldn't even really draft him. I'd probably draft him extremely, extremely late if you want to consider him a number one receiver. I mean, there's a couple undervalued receivers.
I got one out.
I think Brandon Marshall's not really valued as high as he should be.
Yeah.
You said it was over or under?
I said under.
Oh, yeah. Under. Yeah.
I don't think he's valued as high as he
should be high.
High as he should be.
Being back with Jay Cutler, he should be high.
I got a guy who I think a lot of people are overvaluing just from, like, the mock drafts that I see, Jordy Nelson.
He's valued high?
Yeah, a lot of people. Some people will take him in the second round.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he had a good year,
but I thought it was kind of fluke.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, 15 touchdowns, yeah.
No, I think it's
I'm not saying he's not good, but I think now he wasn't getting the number two corner.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of slack. I think it'll be more number two corner.
Greg
Jennings is definitely still going to get the number one corner. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, I think Nelson now, I mean, they were sleeping on him because he was Caucasian.
Now he's a bad white boy. I'm sorry.
I'm going to be honest. But I'm saying I think teams are now going to put their number two on him. And maybe they're number one.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So I mean, a person that might get what Nelson got last year is James Jones. He might be the new one.
Yeah, but James Jones still in Green Bay?
Yeah, he's still in Green Bay.
Oh, I thought he should have been left.
Nah, and he had a chance to leave last year. But
a guy who I think is going kind of who's going to have a rebound year is DeSean Jackson. He finally got paid.
Yeah, he
actually said it, that he dogged it last year. Everyone knows he's probably one of the fastest wide receivers in the NFL. He can score from anywhere on the field. So I'm going to have to go with DeSean Jackson for my guy who's going to rebound.
Finally got one. Marcus Colston. That's going to be my overvalued individual.
He actually puts up decent numbers.
No, I just think due to the fact with the whole situation, I think that the emergence of Moore, I think that Moore is starting to become Drew Brees' favorite wide receiver. So I'm looking at Marcus Colston.
Nah, not even Moore, Jimmy Graham, the tight end.
Other receivers. Graham is obviously the one. That's his favorite wide receiver. But I mean, he's his favorite receiver. But out of all of the actual wide receivers, I think Lance Moore is becoming his one of his favorites.
Do you guys pay a lot of attention to the tight end position?
I do.
Yeah, it's got to be that special tight end though.
I do.
Give me your three best tight ends.
Graham number one.
Graham over Gronkowski.
I don't like New England. So I'm gonna be honest. Graham number one. Gout number two. Gates number three.
I'm gonna go with Gates because Gates is healthy. So I'm gonna go Gates number one. I'm gonna go with Gronkowski number two, and I'm gonna go with Graham number three.
I'm gonna go with a little bit, shake it up a little bit. I'm gonna go with Gronkowski number one, Graham at number two, and I'm gonna go with Vernon Davis at number three. I think Alex Smith's gonna rely on him heavy this year. Even though they have improved that passing game, he has more options, but I just think he has a rapport with Vernon Davis.
Real quick, back to a little bit about wide receivers. Out of the aging wide receivers, the ones who are making a comeback, which one do you think has the best opportunity to get out this season fantasy football?
T.O.
You're saying age, you mean only T.O. and Randy
exactly.
Moss.
T.O., Randy Moss, Brandon Edwards getting a second chance. He ain't really aging, but you know what
T.O.
I mean? Chad Johnson, if he ever can sign another team.
I'm going to say T.O. I think T.O. is going to catch 55 passes. 60 passes.
He may not even make the team.
Here you go.
He may not even make the team.
Yeah. He had a bad preseason.
Yeah.
But would you – here's the thing. Would you draft him?
Would I draft T.O.?
Would you draft Randy Moss? Would you draft T.O.?
Bama's, folks know me. I draft Randy Moss in the second.
You draft Randy Moss?
That's my dude.
Okay. Well, would you draft him, Will?
Would I draft Randy Moss?
Or T.O.?
Depends on what the board looks like. If it's towards the last of the round.
I'm saying any round.
Would you draft him?
Would you draft him?
Yeah, I draft T.O.
See, I think that's a waste of a pick. I think that they'll float. The type of player that's going to float at, you know, free agent. And like a quarter, your receiver get hurt, or it's someone in a bye week, and you're like, I didn't draft properly. I have too many receivers in the bye week. I got too many kickers. You release, you pick up for one game. You might have a good game. You hold on tight. If not, you let them go. That's the type of player I see T.O. and Randy Moss being picked up and released quickly.
Well, for me, you mentioned a position we haven't talked about. We probably not going to touch a lot on kickers. Me personally,
we talk about kickers, but let's go to break real quick.
All right.
We come back from a commercial break. We'll talk about kickers, and we got defense too, right?
Yeah.
Kickers and defense. We'll come back. When we come back, we'll be talking about both of those. Urban Sports Scene, Eyes Radio.
For ages.
You dig?
Time out! Okay, guys. Summers really had his bell rung and could have a concussion. I'm pulling him out for the game. Rodriguez, you're in for Summers.
Come on, coach. It's just a ding. I'll shake it off.
Yeah, he's tough. Plus, we need to win this to make the playoffs.
Listen. We're a team and we need to look out for each other. Concussions are serious. No game is more important than your health.
Take concussions out of play. If you're a coach, know the warning signs and never let athletes return to play before a healthcare professional says it's okay. A message from CDC.
Life is good. Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
You can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Apple G's radio show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. The show is hosted by Coach and Vivian, the lovely Vivian. And also, I forgot to mention, you can also listen to us on Thursday nights on the Sports Crib Podcast Show at 9 Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Still a Fan. The show is hosted. Well, the show is produced by West Coast of the Fan. Anyway, right. Like I said, it's going to our fantasy discussion, the kicker.
Yeah, last defense. Segment.
Last
kicker
segment.
Defense, and then we're going to do the drawing for our draft.
Yeah.
Me personally, I pick a kicker the last round. I'm not a guy who really – I float kickers pretty much.
The kickers?
Yeah, they're kickers. They don't have much importance to me. I float kickers, and I also float defenses, depending on the matchup.
What is an ideal situation to get a kicker, though?
See, to me, a kicker is important. It's only two kickers that's important.
Yeah, go ahead.
Green Bay's kicker, Cosby.
Yeah.
And also New England's kicker.
Because they score so many points, right?
Yeah, that's only two things. If those two are off the board, like, I might forget to even draft a kicker. I'm about to release someone I drafted. That's the only reason.
What about if he doesn't get hurt? He usually puts up points. San Diego's kicker, we always hurt every year.
No,
Katie.
No, I'm not picking him. I'm picking him. For what?
He used to always get a point.
They lost their number one receiver.
I mean, unless
I like what's his name.
Unless it's a league.
And the running back is hurt every single time.
Meacham. I like Meacham. Well, yeah.
Unless I'm playing in a league where, you know, you might get a point more for like 40-yard kicks or something like that.
They usually are that way.
It's standard.
That's standard.
Nah.
Yeah. That's a standard. Like
the Raiders kicker.
Oh yeah,
Sebastian Janikowski.
I wouldn't pick him high because
he doesn't score that much.
He misses a lot of kicks, man.
Does he miss a lot of kicks?
Yeah,
he does.
He misses a lot of kicks. He's not accurate.
But they don't score as much.
No, they don't score as much. That's what I'm saying. They don't score as much. I say Green Bay kicker
because they got to score.
And New England kicker.
What about David Akers out of San Francisco?
No,
he had a lot of points last year.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about drafting them. Like that's the last round pick. I'm talking about. I would pick those two kickers outside of the last round. I might pick them two rounds ahead. You know, other than that, like, I don't even care. Because you can't really pick. A kicker, you'd be like, oh, he got 6 points. You don't be like, oh, yay, he might have 12 points. You'd be like, wow. Like, you're not cutting the kicker. You're cutting the kicker, like, off a bye week. You need to replace someone else. You're like, hey, let me cut this kicker, and I'll get someone else later. Because they coming to go. You don't.
You only have usually one kicker.
Yeah, I always have one kicker.
Always one kicker. There's no need to have two.
I always have one kicker.
Yeah. I agree with that strategy also.
You can just cut them. They're expendable.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the defense.
Whew. It's always for me, the rule of thumb is to pick the Baltimore Ravens defense. Just don't care. Turnovers galore.
Ravens and Pitt.
Pitt, yeah.
Ravens and Pitt.
Touchdowns.
What about sacks?
They get all that.
Those two.
For real.
I mean, San Fran's going to move up.
Yeah.
The
but they get
Philadelphia because they the sacks.
The sacks. But, I mean, what I like about the Ravens and, like Al said, Pittsburgh, because you got Troy Polamalu, who always creates turnovers and for some strange reason just knows how to score touchdowns after the fact. You get, like, the Ravens. You got Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, self-explanatory. And their defense creates turnovers galore. And they always find a way to score touchdowns.
Yeah, I think. Defense is the only position on fantasy football where actual field production doesn't translate to fantasy because you got to look at the Cleveland Browns. They had a top 10 defense last year in the NFL, but they weren't a top 10 defense in fantasy football. They don't get any turnovers. They don't get any sacks. They're just solid against keeping teams out of the end zone and also from a yardage perspective.
You know, the top team I probably would pick? It's Chicago.
Yeah, all the time.
People forget about special teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Devin Hester. They got wins now. Wings.
Yeah, wins, yeah.
So,
and they do get touchdowns. They do get touchdowns.
Yeah,
Julius Peppers.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, Chicago to me is really high. I mean, I always pick the Redskins because I love the Redskins. I mean, and I always cut them, too.
Because
they don't do nothing in fantasy. Unfortunately, they don't. I mean, last year was the best year the Redskins did something in fantasy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they generally don't. Like, you don't have to pick the Redskins. Only if someone local, like everyone's a Redskins fan.
They pick them. That's only one.
But you do not have to pick the Redskins. If you do an ESPN one and there's a random, Redskins are never picked.
What about Detroit? Are they interested?
No, their defense is not that good.
Okay, I was just saying, I'm just interested.
Nah, they don't have no turnovers.
Yeah, they don't get any turnovers.
Nothing. They need to blitz more, but they choose not to.
The Jets?
That play a wide nine. The Jets?
Jets don't really turn, like... They stop you.
Yeah. They used to get turnovers.
They don't turn you over.
Like, I need someone to give me 6 points. And the strange thing, like, I'm telling you, San Fran is going to be high. San Fran, they were good.
I got a sleeper.
I got last year.
I got a sleeper one now.
What's that?
Buffalo. Buffalo's going to be, like,
yeah,
that defense.
I agree.
Buffalo's going to be that defense. Sleeper, though.
Buffalo turn out. They create points.
Due to the new line, though. Just the line.
What I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
See, like, those type of teams, like Buffalo – They might give you 16 points 1 week and give you -3 the next.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. Like, New England used to be a real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, be a real good defense like that too.
I think defense, you got to really have two defense, because defense you can like switch up.
Yeah.
Like matchup wise, you're like, oh, they're playing New England. I'm not starting them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so they're playing cool. Green Bay. Oh, I'm not starting them. I'll play my backup.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good discussion about fantasy football. You know, some pointers we gave to people who are novice, even, you know, some people who are experts, they'll argue with us. And if you don't agree with any of our opinions or any of our picks, you can always hit us.
On Twitter, you can hit us on Twitter. That's at Urban Sports Scene, or check us out on our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Urban Sports Scene. Or, you know, you can always email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. But, you know, we always keep it light. And I think our advice is pretty good. So if you have something to say, you know, feel free to comment.
Man, ain't talking about me, man. When I talk about things, man, you know, I be talking about it. They know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking
about?
Real life. They like
that.
It's out of time.
Now's about that time for our actual draft, which we do with a group of our friends from college. And, you know, friends anyway. We hold this pretty much at the end of the training camp, so we'll have our draft in September 2nd, like I said.
September 2nd.
So, folks, y'all know who y'all are. Y'all better be listening to the show.
So, are we drafting, like, from last to first? How are we doing?
First pick over, like first to last. Like, first pick overall, like, you know, like the NBA lottery.
The NBA lottery is
last. I'm doing this.
Then don't say, like, NBA lottery.
Like, NBA lottery. No, NBA lottery. Who the first pick overall?
No, NBA lottery goes.
Oh, the lottery. Oh, you know what? I like that. We'll go last to first.
All
right. Last to first.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I like that. You're right. Like lottery. You're right. Like the lottery.
All right, with the 10th pick.
With the 10th pick.
I'd be screwed because I'd be mean, number one.
Yeah, well, Jesus Christ.
Who wrote
it? Oh, it's
like
a W.
That?
It's Will. With the 10th pick overall.
You could have been number one, sucker.
Will T. Yeah, you could have been number one. I'll screw with you.
I'm not worried about it.
No one's writing this down?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Well, I'll have it on file, but it's cool because I'm taping it. Hey, I'm forced to listen to my own show. Gee, ain't that a 10. With the 9th pick overall in the USS draft. It's not the USS. Fish.
You had a number 2 pick.
With the
8th overall pick.
I'll do it from 5.
All right, cool.
Because, like, you're the deputy.
Ray. I'm the first overall. Ray. Oh, this is cool, man. How do I get first? People would hate me if I got first. With the
number 7 pick.
With the 7th pick overall in the draft. Drum rolls, please. There's no drum rolls.
No, there's no need for none of that.
Brian! Woo!
Damn, y'all still alive.
Uh-huh. With the 6th pick overall in the draft, it's
Silence of the Lambs.
Ow!
That's BS. Right. Who wants the 6th pick?
Who wants to do 5th?
Right. That's like the worst, man.
Yeah, Al could do it.
All right, I won't do it anymore. Yeah. Up. Oh, this is unfair. This is clearly unfair. Why would you bottle it up like this? I hope I pick you, Nwali. You said what pick is this?
It's 5th.
5th pick overall, we have Sam.
Sam.
Better known as the worst draft of all time.
Juice still in the running.
Oh, shoot. And close to the last. I'm talking about this. Is awesome. The awesome. Tension is. It is Jumbo's.
With the 4th pick overall.
4th pick.
We have the commissioner. Wally.
4th pick. Damn. Okay, Jew is definitely not running. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Providing the free food.
With the 3rd pick overall, we have Keith.
Keith.
Now,
it's the last.
These two picks.
Here you go.
The result. This pick right here, we would know who the number 1 pick is.
Exactly.
And the 2 remaining guard.
Who are the 2 remaining?
Isn't it
Jew
and Big Ron?
Big Ron.
Big Ron.
Yeah,
Big
Jew and Big Ron. Okay. I'm picking the number 2 pick right now. I am nervous for both of them.
And the pick is
with the number two pick in the 2012 draft is
Ron
Mega Rock. So that means the number one pick is giving us the free food. free food. I'm saying it again so you can remember. Free food. If it's not free, you're not getting the number one pick. Jew, he's not Jewish, folks. He's not. His last name is Jew.
You're blowing my ears out. Stop now.
All right, man. That's the end of our. That's the end of our show.
I'm looking to trade my pick. right now.
All right, congratulations, Jew. You got the number one pick. If you missed the draft, to go back over the draft, Jew number one, Ron number two, Keith three, Wally number four,
Mish.
Sam five, Al six, Brian seven, Ray eight, Fish nine, and me number 10.
Yeah, 10.
And I'm willing to make a trade. Hopefully, me and Will can discuss the trade right now.
Probably not right now.
After the show. Obviously.
After the show is all done taping. But if you listen to the whole show, thank you for listening to us, supporting us another week. Any closing comments?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank everybody. We got a lot of hits on our website, and it's much appreciated. We like always within a month are over 1,000 page views always. So it's always a blessing. I'm happy about that. Also, I want to give a shout out to the. I was on the Dates Over radio show on Sunday. We're talking about Chad Johnson and Evelyn. Big shout out to the host over there, Miss Marie. Check it out. It's thisdatesover.com. And you can tweet her at date is over, period. So big ups to her. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, man. It's another week. Another great show.
I would like to say thank you once again for... Meeting my demands, Wally, is always a pleasure. Business is always lovely. Sponsored by T. And also, shout out to Boogzilla and Mighty T for always supporting me.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, I got you. Thank you very much. Yeah. And big ups to everybody who listens to the show. Appreciate it.
Sayonara!